Welcome to Tune In Tales, storytelling for kids on KDLL.
A Chair for My Mother by Vera B. Williams. My mother works as a waitress in the Blue Tile Diner. After school sometimes, I go to meet her there. Then her boss, Josephine, gives me a job too. I wash the salts and peppers and fill the ketchups. One time, I peeled all the onions for the onion soup. When I finished, Josephine says, "Good work, honey," and pays me. And every time, I put half of my money into the jar. It takes a long time to fill a jar this big. Every day when my mother comes home from work, I take down the jar. My mama empties all her change from tips out of her purse for me to count. Then we push all of the coins into the jar. We sit in the kitchen to count the tips. Usually, Grandma sits with us, too. While we count, she likes to hum. Often, she has money in her old leather wallet for us. Whenever she gets a good bargain on tomatoes or bananas or something she buys, she puts by the savings and they go into the jar. When we can't get a single other coin into the jar, we are going to take out all the money and go and buy a chair. Yes, a chair, a wonderful, beautiful, fat, soft armchair. We will get one covered in velvet with roses all over it. We're going to get the best chair in the whole world. That is because our old chairs burned up. There was a big fire in our house. All our chairs burned. So did our sofa, and so did everything else. That wasn't such a long time ago. Right outside our house stood two big fire engines. I could see lots of smoke. Tall orange flames came out of the roof. All the neighbors stood in a bunch across the street. Mama grabbed my hand and we ran. My Uncle Sandy saw us and ran to us. Mama yelled, "Where's Mother?" And I yelled, "Where's my Grandma?" My Aunt Ida waved and shouted, "She's here! She's here! She's okay! Don't worry!" Grandma was all right. And our cat was safe too, though it took us a while to find her. But everything else in our whole house was spoiled. We went to stay with my mother's sister, Aunt Ida, and Uncle Sandy. Then we were able to move into an apartment downstairs, but the rooms were very empty. The first day we moved in, the neighbors brought pizza and cake and ice cream, and they brought a lot of other things too, a table and three kitchen chairs. Mama's boss, Josephine, brought pots and pans, silverware and dishes. My cousin brought me her own stuffed bear. That was last year, but we still have no sofa and no big chairs. When Mama comes home, her feet hurt. When Grandma wants to sit back and hum and cut up potatoes, she has to get as comfortable as she can on a hard old kitchen chair. So that is how come Mama brought home the biggest jar she could find at the diner and all the coins started to go into the jar. After supper, Mama and Grandma and I stood in front of the jar. "Well, I never would have believed it, but I guess it's full," Mama said. My mother brought home little paper wrappers for all the nickels and all the dimes and quarters. I counted them out and wrapped them all up. We took all the coins to the bank. The bank exchanged them for $10 bills. Then we took the bus downtown to shop for our chair. We shopped through 4 furniture stores. We tried out big chairs and smaller ones, high chairs and low chairs, soft chairs and harder ones. Grandma said she felt like Goldilocks and the Three Bears trying out all those chairs. Finally, we found the chair we were all dreaming of, and the money in the jar was enough to pay for it. We called Aunt Ida and Uncle Sandy. They came right down in their pickup truck to drive the chair home for us. Grandma and Mama and I all sat in it while Aunt Ida took our picture. Now Grandma sits in it and talks with people going by in the daytime. Mama sits down and watches the news on TV when she comes home from her job. After supper, I sit with her, and she can reach right up and turn out the light if I fall asleep in her lap.
Hear more Tune In Tales at 9 a.m. every Thursday on KDLL.